WKZE Studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity.
For the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury.
105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
Kind of love, a strange kind of feeling. Swim through your eyes, and like the doors to a wide, vast dominion, they open to your pride. This is no terror cloud or place for the brave. No broken hearts, whitewashed lies. Just a taste for the truth, perfect taste, choice and meaning. A look into your eyes. Gemstone alone, a smile from a frown circles round. Should he stay or should he go? Let him shout a rage so strong, a rage that knows no right or wrong. And take a little piece of. There is no middle ground, or that's how it seems. For us to walk or to take, instead we tumble down either side, left or right, to love.
Choice and meaning.
look into your eyes.
Good evening, my beautiful darlings. Here we are once again. It's Wednesday night. You know what time it is. It's time for Nighthawks Radio. I'm your girl, your hostess here every Wednesday, 7 to 9, Trist. And we're going to play music for all of our beautiful creatures of the night, honey. We've also got a special segment with Stephen Johnson, who is a fabulous UK artist and musician. And we had a little conversation earlier today that I recorded that you will hear later on in the show. But for now, let's get started with some more music. I really need a vacation. I don't know about you. So let's take a trip together, shall we? 98.1 KZE. You're listening to Nighthawks Radio. Trist here with ya. And we're just getting started tonight. That was My Joy by Depeche Mode, which is actually kind of like a B-side track that was featured, I guess, on the deluxe version of 1993's Songs of Faith and Devotion. And if you're a regular listener, you know I think that's my favorite DM album. Before that, we had Let's Take a Trip Together by Morphine. And I started you off with Peter Murphy, A Strange Kind of Love. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more Nighthawks Radio coming your way, honey. Stick around.
Hi, this is Jen Hicks, and I'd like to invite you to the Newbury Artisan Market, 236 Main Street, Saugerties, New York. 30 local artisan vendors. Go to our website, newburyartisanmarket.com.
Newbury Artisan Market at 236 Main Street in Saugerties. More information at newburyartisanmarket.com.
Hope to see you there.
The Samuel Dorsky Museum of Art at SUNY New Paltz invites you to In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books. This exhibition considers the associative power of books and other publications as both witnesses to history and visually powerful objects. In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books, on display through November 8th at the Samuel Dorsky Museum of Art at SUNY New Paltz. More information at newpaltz.edu/museum. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, baby, 98.1 KZE. You're listening to Nighthawks Radio. I am your hostess, Trist. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TristOfficial, T-R-Y-S-T underscore official. That was Roxy Music, of course, with The Main Thing off the 1982 album Avalon, the last album they ever put out together as Roxy Music. And that's a sexy song and a sexy video. Go check it out. Coming up next, we've got the Stone Roses, one of my favorite songs of all time. You already know it. I Want to Be Adored. Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. You are listening to 98.1 KZE. I am your host here, Trist, every Wednesday, 7 to 9. Follow me on Instagram at TristOfficial, T-R-Y-S-T underscore official. And visit TristOfficial.com for all upcoming events and original music and more, honey. This Saturday, I will be at Pearl Moon, and I am throwing a new party called Sanctuary. And it's a mix of 70s, 80s, 90s, just music to move you, move your body, move your mind, move your soul, be free, and just express yourself in the rhythm and the joy, honey. That'll be at 9:30 at Pearl Moon this Saturday, and I'm playing like club disco, new wave, post-punk, dark wave, 90s, everything and everything, honey. Anything and everything. We are going to take a break, and coming up next, we'll be talking to Steven Johnson, so don't go anywhere.
The entertainment calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York. Fine craft beer, wine, spirits, and hearty pub fare with eclectic music every weekend. Rojan Brewing.com. Colony in Woodstock. Live music, DJ nights, karaoke, open mic, pool room, and private events. ColonyWoodstock.com. And by Snug Harbor, Bar and Grill. Cold drinks, warm folks, and music that will make you move. Snugs at 38 Main, where New Paltz ends the night. Snug Harbor Bar and Grill on Facebook. And by the Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire's premier music venue with live music Wednesday through Saturday. For more info, visit buttonballbarn.com. Monday, Colony in Woodstock open mic. Tuesday, Snugs in New Paltz Garrett Gardner Trio. Wednesday, Lark Hall in Albany, Aris plays the 11, a monthly residency. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, karaoke night. The Falcon in Marlborough, the Underground Blues Jam, hosted by Carl Allwire. Darrell's House in Pauling, the Yacht Lobsters. Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston, Playtime, Magic Object album release show. Thursday, Lark Hall in Albany, happy hour with Todd Nelson's Jazz Americana at the 11. At Lark Hall, a live at 5 after party featuring Hot Cousin, Taste Buds Cafe, and Red Hook Tasty Tunes. Open mic, Colony in Woodstock, Sean Rao with Amelie Lucille. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, FM, Steely Dan Tribute. The Falcon in Marlborough, Carolina Mama. The Stissing Center in Pine Plains, Maryland State Boy Choir. Darrell's House in Pauling, Yacht Lobsters. Snugs in New Paltz, open mic. Friday, Colony in Woodstock, The Backburners in the Garden. On the main stage at Colony in Woodstock, Mr. Sun and Late Night Friday Night Fever. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York, Carol and Nick Duo. Stissing Center in Pine Plains, stand-up comedy in the Grace Note with headliner Carolyn Castilla. The Falcon in Marlborough, Johnny Nicholas. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, Working Man's Jed. Darrell's House in Pauling, the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Snugs in New Paltz, Last Machine Operators. Saturday, Darrell's House in Pauling, brunch with Brian Dolzani. Later on at Darrell's House, Simply Stapleton. Colony in Woodstock, the Bobcats and Lola Guthrie in the Garden. On the main stage, the Brighton Beat and MFA. Flying Cat Music Series at the Phoenicia Playhouse in Phoenicia. Caroline and Tom. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, Mark Delgado. The Falcon in Marlborough, the Soul Experience, featuring Corey Glover of Living Color. The Stissing Center in Pine Plains, Bada Swing. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, the Winter Pills. Darrell's House in Pauling, Simply Stapleton. Maverick Concerts in Woodstock, Isaiah J. Thompson Trio. The Falcon in Marlborough on the Underground Stage, Fred Zeppelin. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, the Vintage Festival After Party. Snugs in New Paltz, Deep Chemistry. Sunday. Lark Hall in Albany presents Shambhala, Meditation of Albany, Sound and Silence. Darrell's House in Pauling, brunch with John Fazio Jr. Maverick Concerts in Woodstock, the Catalyst Quartet. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, Long Steel Rail. Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston, the Hot Club Sessions. Colony in Woodstock, Bossa Blue presents James Taylor Reimagined. Darrell's House in Pauling, Canyon Lights and Handsome Jack. The Falcon in Marlborough. Marlborough, the Mahavishnu Project, and the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz Vintage Festival After Party. This has been the Entertainment Calendar, 98.1 KZE.
Come join us at The Colony in Woodstock, the smartest rendezvous in the Catskills. Enjoy live music with your favorite regional and national acts. For more info, visit colonywoodstock.com.
This week at Colony, Monday, the world-famous Colony Open Mic. Wednesday, Pizza Party with Chris Davenport and Miles Cedarquist. Thursday, Sean Rao with Amelie Lucille. Friday, the Backburners in the Garden and Mr. Sun inside. Saturday, the Bobcats and Lola Guthrie in the Garden and the Brighton Beat with MFA inside. Sunday, Bossa Blue presents James Taylor Reimagined. ColonyWoodstock.com.
98.1 KZE, Trist here. This is Nighthawks Radio, and I have a very special guest tonight with me. The talented UK-born artist, Stephen Johnson. Stephen, say hi.
Hi. Thank you, Trist. That's so nice of you to give me such a generous welcome. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. I've been wanting to have you on for a while. We've been working together for a few years now, and I'm just so impressed by your work, your music, the ideas that come to your mind. Tell me, how long have you been playing music for? And tell the listeners who don't know you, where you're from, how you got started, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people would say, yeah, I started when I was 3.
Could be.
I was actually blessed in some ways. My father was interested in Brazilian music in the 60s. And,
that's kind of when Bossa Nova started to somewhat come together, right? Early 60s, late 50s, about?
Yeah, and most notably, there was an album by Sergio Mendes called Brazil 66. Okay, so you can imagine all the groovy people in the 60s getting into this. There's much sophisticated music, and then the messages in the music were, very cool, and also just to remind the audience, there was some pretty nasty stuff going on around the world. And in Brazil, there was a junta that was an oppressive government, and they just couldn't arrest enough people, it seems, who were outspoken or wanting civil liberties. And a lot of artists, such as Antonio Carlos Jobim and João Gilberto, they were faced with jail for writing songs about the environment. Yeah. So anyway, that was my dad's, input, and he kind of gave the impetus, I think, later on in my teenage to play meaningful music. And I was using his guitar by the time I was 13 or 14, and of course it was rock and roll all day, and then it was punk, and then it was post-punk, new wave.
Yeah,
and experimental. So I've kind of gone through a spectrum of interests and exploration.
Well, I feel like post-punk and new wave really came out of Britain like that. Like when I think of post-punk and new wave and all the bands I love, and even artists like David Bowie and Roxy Music, all those great artists, they all stem from that. Were you also inspired by post-punk and new wave in your writings, or is kind of bossa nova and jazz always been your core?
It's not always been my core, and I didn't really know I was bearing it as a influence until much later on in my music life. I have definitely was so influenced by Bowie and there was bands such as The Cure,
yes, I play them a lot on Nighthawks.
Oh, cool. Yeah, huge footprint, for so many great bands to follow. And, but also I must pay tribute to the world music that opened my ears to great, great, cultural innovation and traditions that have since been integrated profoundly into all music at this point, whether it's rap, whether it's, beat, house or whatever. And I've got a kind of a heritage center going on here.
I think you do. Well, the music that you have recently been putting out over the years, it has a really, really intense and powerful message. You know, I've heard many of your songs. I've seen you play live. We've made some great videos together. How do you feel now, like, singing these songs? Well, when you wrote these songs, how long ago did you write these songs? And now playing them in the world we live in now, how do you feel connected to it now? Do you feel more connected to it than ever?
I do. And the song library, if you will, is, let's just say I have, you know, 30 songs at the moment, and they could divide that into three projects.
Yeah.
The song album called Songs for the Amygdala, which is part of the brain that panics.
Wow.
that came about. And, of course, the bossa nova feel. I call it new bossa, N-U bossa.
Yeah.
Was, you know, the songs are written to kind of come in as a through the back door, so to speak, you know, into our thinking process. Everyone's thinking all the time. What are they thinking? How do we influence, of course? You know, we're all influencing each other. But an artist or a musician has a responsibility to make something, maybe it's ugly. The message could be bad news, but you make it into something beautiful in a way that inspires, you know, the living heart in a person's listening. You know, you want to feel the soul. You want to be connecting.
Of course. I've
so enjoyed learning how that, you know, affects people, how it affects me. So the next album was a production that included me learning how to sing in Portuguese.
Yeah, how's that? How did it take you a while to, like, kind of learn the language of Portuguese?
Thanks to a really great Portuguese singer, I should say, Brazilian singer Portuguese. She, Vanessa Falabella, she's out on the West Coast. And during our miserable lockdown period, you know, lots of Zoom sessions started to happen. People, you know, just staying in touch with their relatives. Well, a lot of artists were using the medium to explore and develop projects. So I was learning, thanks to that, learning how to pronounce the romantic language of Brazilian Portuguese, and we were at the same time starting to learn classics, some of the classics. And I'm rearranging and readapting and pushing them around. I was having Vanessa Falabella do some artistic lyric interpretations, I should say translations. And, you know, we basically wrote several songs that became, they were certainly original songs and original sound and in Portuguese.
Yeah.
It's so great to sing in Portuguese. It's called a romantic language, one of the last. And the feeling of the pronunciation is so enjoyable.
I think it's really, in a way, brave of you to be writing these types of songs, because I think a lot of people are afraid to sometimes. I mean, I think nowadays people are definitely not afraid to write, you know, about what's happening in the world. But I think a huge chunk of people are, and they don't want to divide people. But I feel like your music, if anything, it brings people together and it brings awareness of the realities. Like, we're going to play one of your songs, Live Together. And I mean, that message alone is just so powerful and simple. And I would love for you to kind of talk more about that song and what inspired you to write it.
Well, thank you. First off, you know, that song is a classic that was written, believe it or not, back in 1972 by Timmy Thomas.
Oh.
And it was a pretty edgy back in the day.
Yeah.
just in the sort of final crescendo from the 60s revolution, the People's Revolution, you could say, liberties, and also, you know, just moving through the Vietnam War era. This guy put a song together, and later on it was popularized by Stevie Winwood and Carlos Santana. I heard it a few times in that iteration, and I love the strong clave, which is very distinctively Portuguese, Brazilian Afro-Portuguese. It's this sort of ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And you have a, you know, very, it's a signature of Brazilian music, especially bossa nova. And I fell in love with the content of that song. You know, the message, as you say, is very powerful. And it's, why can't we live together? That's the refrain or the chorus. I actually adapted the lyric. I took a little bit of artistic license, as you do.
Of course.
And came back with this, I would say, completely new version. I would still happily pay copyright to the author, you know, and will when that is officially released. But we worked on a video together for that. And the expression of unity more than ever now is needed. I think, you know, we're so easily fractured or divided or utilized by capital interests. No, I'm afraid that we're pushed around to the extent that it's really overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
And I see people turning in circles, you know, dealing with a lot of information. And at some point you just have to say, I can't handle anymore. I have to discern as well as possible what really turns me on or what really empowers me or what really has me, you know, find myself in this culture.
Totally. I mean, I do feel like more than ever, we, in a way, have become so divided. But then there's also many of us who, I think, are leading the way for that connection through music, through art, through writings, and remembering that we're all human, you know, that we're all human and we are all on this planet together. And the idea that you have these crazy people dropping bombs left and right like it's a game, and the humans and the innocent people are always the ones at the end of it suffering through it. And it's just when you take a step back and you're like, wow, like it doesn't have to be like this. It can be so easy. There could be peace. There could be kindness. The easiest thing you can do in life is just be kind to each other and treat each other with respect. And you know, I think it can help recenter your mind when you realize that. Like, yeah, it's that easy. But unfortunately, we all know the way of the world, and it's kind of one big game for these lunatics in power. But that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it is a big conversation. It's a really great conversation. I so want to have that conversation with people, you know, in everyday meetings and you know, the only way to do it is to get out and be somewhat, you know, engaging, learn to smile in a way that, you know, instead of judging somebody or assessing somebody, you know, like, how is it to be human today?
Yeah.
You know, my potential friend or my kin, my human reflection, because we reflect for each other.
Yeah.
You know, we have to acknowledge that, you know, we give each other the perspectives, we give each other the opportunity to share, connect, and have different opinions, different experience, you know, so we pool it into a commonwealth.
Yeah. No, it's so true. I mean, just putting that energy out there and to those just in your small circle, it can make such a difference in somebody else's life or that day. You don't even realize it, you know, and I think it's just so important that we be true to the art forms that we want to create in, and it's okay to be vulnerable and honest and just speak the truth, because, you know, again, this is this is the world we live in. We have today. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, and you need to live to your fullest truth and what you put out there, and especially when it comes to writing. And I find that you definitely do that. You know, you're very honest, you're very true, and you truly believe in what you are presenting and saying.
We'll be right back with more Nighthawks Radio with Steven Johnson and Trist. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to Snug Harbor Bar and Grill, or as everyone calls it, Snugs. If you want nights that turn into stories you'll tell for years, Snugs is the spot.
Just take it from the band Ramona Lane.
Let's go down the hill to the corner of the street. The party's at Snug Harbor. Every night of the week.
Wednesdays, it's all about art night. Bring your paints, hang your canvases, or just shoot pool for free while the best jukebox in the Mid-Hudson Valley sets the mood. Thursday's open mic night. And the weekends, that's when Snugs earns its rep. Legendary shows from local and touring bands spilling out onto Main Street, making New Paltz feel alive until the early hours. So if you want cold drinks without the pretense, find us at 38 Main Street in New Paltz. Snugs, where New Paltz ends the night.
Finish your night at Snugs.
That was money.
Hey, it's Heather Thompson. I've been tucked in the rolling hills of the Berkshires getting busy at Button Ball. It's our newly renovated historic inn and live music room where great songs, craft cocktails, and good people come together. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for live music at the barn. And just steps away, our Button Ball Inn serves up warm beds, thoughtful touches, and comforting local cuisine. Dinners on Mondays and Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays, plus Sunday for brunch. So come hungry, stay late, sing along, and make a Berkshire night of it all at Button Ball. See who's playing and book your stay at buttonballbarn.com. Holla!
This week at Button Ball, Wednesday is karaoke night. Thursday, FM, a Steely Dan tribute. Friday, Working Man's Jed. And Saturday, Winter Pills. buttonballbarn.com.
98.1 KZE. You are listening to Nighthawks Radio with Trist. Coming up, we're going to continue my talk with Steven Johnson, who is a fabulous UK-born artist, and he's got a show this Friday at Park Theatre in Hudson with his new Bossa Band. So let's continue this conversation that we had. We talk about art, life, what it is to be human, and death.
And you have a show. Talk about your show coming up this Friday at Park Theatre in Hudson.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share music with people and to share the experience of the love in music, you know. So we're playing in Hudson on Friday at the Park Theatre, which is kind of at the top of Warren Street. And it's a beautiful scene. These people have been organizing great content, great gigs, and they're highly respected in town. It's not a huge venue. It's sort of like a mid-sized, small...
It's a very cute, kind of intimate setting, but I love the way it looks on the inside. It's got a good vibe, you know?
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I was walking the streets of Hudson, you know, just because I wanted to get to know the place a bit more recently.
Mm-hmm.
The people are really, really different in the sense that they're happy and kind of proud and, you know, they're up to stuff, and there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of energy there.
There is. There definitely is a creative energy there. I remember a friend of mine who lived there. We, during COVID as well, we performed on the street, and I was just the hype dancer, and we had so much fun. And it's definitely a nice little art town for sure. That's it's become over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to know it a little bit, just last year. I had a friend who lived on Warren Street, an artist, painter, extraordinary person. And, we got to be with him as he was approaching the end of his life, too soon for everybody, of course, but he was practicing Buddhist, and that brought a kind of sacred space to an area that I hold dear on Warren Street.
I love
his apartment. His apartment next to a cafe. I still visit the cafe, and I talk to the cafe owner, and I, you know, we share, and I wrote a song for him while he was in the process, basically on his, you know, on his deathbed. I don't want to say it. It was, you know, a morbid thing. This was a beautiful thing.
Of course.
And a lot of his mentors and friends and visiting lamas and Buddhists showed up to give him the blessings. And I was lucky in some ways to have time with my wife, Andrea, who would help care for him, you know, in a supportive way. And I would sit and play guitar next to him. And he asked me to write a song with the lyrics that we discussed. You know, it wasn't like we were talking about lyrics, but he you know, I said acceptance, compassion, and empathy. And he said, that's it. That's it. Write a song. Don't need anything else. And he said, leave it to me. I have connections.
That's beautiful. I mean, look, when you, and I've been there too. I've been next to someone very close to me, my grandfather, you know, when he was dying. Like, I've literally watched him pass away in my grandparents' home. And I was with him the days leading up to that. And I feel like when you come in contact with somebody who's going through that, it really is such an eye opener and makes you realize what is important in life. What really matters in life. And you know, and me, we were on the other side of that, helping these people in pretty much, you know, with this transition, but they are the ones that are going through it, and what they're seeing and what they're feeling is something we're all going to have to experience at some point. But in a way, it's beautiful because it really does just show you what really matters in life, and how all the petty stuff and all the silly stuff that maybe we worry about, and even the things that we're kind of told to worry about, money, taxes, credits, this and that, none of that matters. You know, what matters again is making these connections in life, creation, happiness, you know, just anything that brings joy, because it can really be that simple and that easy, you know?
You nailed it, Trish. That was so beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much, Stephen. I would love to play this track, Live Together. But so you're going to be at Park Theater this Friday. Show starts at 8 p.m. We've got Pablo Shine Latin Jazz Band opening up the night, another dear friend of ours. And tell people where they can find your music.
Yeah, you can go to sjnubasa.com. That's the website direct you to the YouTube content that we have that you so graciously have contributed to.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and there's, of course, if you look for Nubasa Stephen Johnson on Facebook, I guess, you know, you'd find me also there.
Beautiful. Well, I hope people check you out. Please join Stephen Johnson this Friday at the Park Theater in Hudson on Warren Street. It's going to be a lovely little evening. Good music, real music, world-class musicians all night, honey. It's going to be a fabulous time. Stephen, you are a doll. Thank you so much for being on Nighthawks. Thank you for having this conversation. I would love to talk to you again sometime soon for sure.
Cheers, Chris. Love it.
Cheers. Have a wonderful night.
Why we must defeat this and live together. Why we can't live together. Tell me why, tell me why. Why we can't live together. Everyone wants to live together. Why can't we live together? No more wars, no more wars, no more wars. place in this world. No more wars, no more wars. What we need is just a little peace in this world. Everyone wants to live together, yeah. Why don't we live together? Just a little peace in this world. So live together.
Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, online at WKZE.com.